Now, NPR's Tony Cox is joined by a special guest for a comic preview of tomorrow's election.
She's a comedian, political satirist, Republican, and conservative, all wrapped up in one. She is the hilarious Cheryl Underwood, this thought-provoking, sometimes controversial, very funny lady, joins us now at our NPR West studios to give us her take on recent headlines, current events, and whatever she feels like. Cheryl, welcome.
Hi, Tony.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah. You look wonderful.
Well, I feel good because I'm here with you, you know?
And I feel good because I'm... Look, it's just a love fest.
But I'm scared of you.
What? Don't be scared of me.
I've heard you. And when you don't like something...
Well, no, I just tell you how I feel. You know, I'm one of them traditional black people that just go off the handle with stuff I don't like. And there's a lot of stuff I don't like this political season. But it's a lot of good things that are going to happen.
Yeah, well, what don't you like?
What I don't like is when Democrats take black people for granted and then they know they're about to lose something. So then they run up in the church and mess up the songs and eat up all the peach cobbler.
Now, there are Republicans, too, though, that you don't like all Republicans, even though you are a Republican.
I don't like all of them. Some of them say stupid stuff like, we should have called Foley a long time ago. How you emailing some pages and ain't nobody sat you down and go, you can't do this. This is not even, it's not good for the party, but it's not good for humanity. But I think Democrats knew about it too. And I think they was holding it like the big joker. They was ready to drop it because they knew the base wasn't going to follow Republicans for any shenanigans. That's what white people call it, Tony.
You know what? There's a lot of black folks who are running for office, mm-hmm. Democrat as well as, mm-hmm. you hear me now, Republicans.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Lynn Swann in Pennsylvania, Woo! Patrick Duvall in Massachusetts, Michael Steele, Harold Ford is a Democrat. So what do you think of all these black folks running for Republican offices first? Let's say that.
Well, you know what? One thing I like about the black Republicans running, there's not enough of us in the party that can really run a good campaign. We just need to have one better entertainment. Here's where we're losing. The Democrats got us hands down. Once you pull out Aretha Franklin and Patti LaBelle, the election is over. The second problem is we don't have fine people in our commercials and stuff. Y'all got the Denzel Washingtons. Y'all got all the good looks, except for Michael J. Fox.
But, you know, talking about some of these ads, because, you know, Harold Ford was involved. The Republicans did what some consider a pretty nasty ad.
That wasn't no nasty ad. Let me tell you something.
What?
Harold Ford is a big-time playboy. All the Fords out there in Tennessee, big-time. All them light-skinned it. That's right, black people, I said it. Light-skinned it. Fords out there. Now, I don't see why you would get upset would they put a white woman not wearing no clothes on the thing and say, I met her at the Playboy Mansion, call me. The first issue was, have you now ever been a guest at the Playboy Mansion?
Oh, you hard.
Nip that in the bud
you're
right
hard.
There. If
you're
you ain't
hard.
Never been to the Playboy Mansion, then I need a retraction. But if you have been at the Playboy, with the Playboy bunnies and Hugh Hefner's.
Barack Obama, you going to vote for him
for
president
baby.
In 2008?
Let me tell you something. He's a Republican. He need to face it. He need to, how they say, come on, drink the Kool-Aid. You a Republican? Let me tell you what Barack Obama, first of all, Barack Obama alert. Don't let him drink nothing or eat nothing near Hillary Clinton.
Why?
I bet she wished this Negro had never, his peoples had never came from Kenyas or wherever he from in Africa, because she done messed up now. Somebody that everybody like, that Republicans like, we like the way he talk, he good looking, you know, he got a nice dark-skinned black wife, so dark-skinned girl, we got our fists up. We just voting so we can have some color in the White House. You know the inauguration gonna be the bomb. They're going to have all the good groups, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Emotions, Ohio Play. It's going to be the bomb. It's going to be more pork there.
You know what? I am really impressed by something that you have done sitting here that I wasn't sure you could do. You know what it is?
Not cuss.
You haven't used one obscenity, one profanity. It's amazing.
But, you know, it's a time and a place for cussing.
Okay.
Card games, sex, driving, you know, but not on NPR. See, this is the sophisticated where people talk and the intellectual and everything.
How's the tour?
You know, it's wonderful. We are all over the country, and I'm really trying to help Republicans really show a different side of them. I hate the fact that I don't know how you think Michael Steele going to do. You think he going to take it?
I don't know.
But the boy, the little white boy, beat Kwasi Mfumas. That just wasn't even right to be Infamous. Is that the boy that made Juicy Fruit? That was a good song. Oh, that was Entombis. I'm sorry, black people.
Cheryl, you are crazy. I want to thank you so much for coming
by. Thank you for having me.
I wish we had more time.
I wish we did, too. And I just want to tell America, they need to vote. And don't just always vote for parties. If the Democrats become conservatives and Blue Dog Democrats can do something to change my life, I'm for you. But I am a diehard Republican, and I support the president.
So that means you might vote some Democratic candidates on election
day. Absolutely. If Republicans are not running good candidates, then you shouldn't put them in office just because they're in your party. Just like Black people need to stop always doing what the Democratic Party say when we don't believe in a lot of stuff. I'm going to have to come back and talk to you about the moralization of the Black community and how George Bush won an election by going to what we believe morally. That's how he got us.
That's how he did it.
Mm-hmm. That's how he did it. Start talking about him being on them narcotics like Ike Turner. Start talking about all that stuff he used to do in his past. And he got up and testified, and Black people heard him.
That was comic Cheryl Underwood with NPR's Tony Cox. You can catch some of Underwood's stand-up on her latest DVD, Too Much Information.